think that nurses, all they do all day is stare at dicks and talk about them, you know? I don't think that's not all they do. They gotta do other shit. What the fuck is this? What is this? I don't think that's all they do. They gotta do other shit to keep people alive, I guess. You know? But I'm thinking, think about it. If you work at a pie factory every now and then, you wanna talk about the filling, you know what I mean? Like, my wife's a nurse. I would never, that's a loaded question. That's just, on the road to argument, that's the one question, you ever look at the dicks? Like, you never ask that question. I mean, fellas, you know, if you're outside, I don't give a fuck who you are. Sometimes if you with your lady and you see a nice ass on another, you're like, yo, you gotta turn around, look at that ass. That's a nice ass. You gotta tell somebody. I figure sometimes at work, they might think, look, I don't know what you gotta do, but go on room 406, check his veins or something. This motherfucking dick is huge. 406. Pull an IV out. I don't give a fuck. I'll fix him. I don't know if it's right or wrong. It is what it is. Job. I don't see how women get through work, man. I don't see how y'all do. Not from a sexist standpoint. Like, I don't know how y'all work jobs with those little brains. No, relax. My wife takes care of me. There's no way I'm fucking. She's a nurse. She's the brains of this operation. I just show up and tell dick jokes, as you see. They are well constructed dick jokes, but they are dick jokes. I don't see how y'all get through work, man, because y'all see, you know, like your grandpa, they tell you these stories, say, I held it together so I can keep this family together. Nah, you know what got them through like 40 years at the steel mill? It was that day whenever they had a meeting and a manager and a supervisor came in to talk, and Crazy Dan would just walk behind him and do this.
All right, cool. Okay, let me break in real quick. The act that I'm doing in this joke is me, okay? You know, like when somebody's talking and they turn around and you act like they're sucking a dick with your hand? Yeah, I know it's pretty vulgar, but that's what I'm basically doing. I'm making air dick sucking motions. And then when I say double dicks, that's me doing both hands, air dick. So it gives you that effect of the double dicks. That's what double dicks and one dick is. Okay, continue with the joke.
That's what gives you the work. The vagina is great, but the jokes from the vagina, just they don't even compare to dick jokes. They don't. Like, this right here? Oh, fuck, that's 5 years on the job alone. Somebody's talking to you. Like, great, you know what I mean? Oh, somebody can do a good double dick? Say, oh, Crazy Dan. Can expect that every time. The running joke, that's what gets you to work. What the y'all got? This is not that funny. This is get you a nice giggle, but this, oh, look at that. I would have, look, I'll give it all I got too. Nearly as funny as this. The boat, I like the devil ones. That's the one. Like, I know I got a good friend. This is a true story. Like, I don't know, to break into random stories when I'm in the middle of jokes. This is that how I do. Real talk, one of my friends went on the show, whose show was it? It was the Man in the Air show when it was out. One of my friends, two of them went on there. And he said, yo, if I get on TV, I said to him, if you get on TV, by any chance, you know the camera's on you, you gotta do double dicks. I said, if you do double dicks on TV, I'm gonna fucking laugh. Like, ow. Come to find out, it was one of those shows, they give away shit. It was one of those giveaway shows. They didn't know. They just happened to be on, like, going on there to watch. And so they give it away. All of a sudden, the camera pans across. All I see is, they're comics, so I was like, oh yeah, Reggie, get on me! Here we go with double dicks! Live TV, just double dicks right there! They didn't even notice it. Like, it was like equivalent to when you found out on Teen Wolf at the end to do that as dick out. That's how I felt. Some of y'all don't even know about that. That's some weird cult. I'm a nerd, so I'm like a movie nerd. But at the end, if you get the old version of Teen Wolf, just real talk, at the end when they celebrate, it's a dude just jumping with his dick out. I don't know why I went this route with these jokes, all right? But one dick joke leads to dick stories, leads to dick novelty stories. Like, it's just like, you didn't know about that? Are you a Teen Wolf fan? At the end of it, my wife hates the movie, she won't sit through it. She can't get over the concept, so he turns into a wolf. Like, I don't like when women use logic when it comes to movies. She's like, you're telling me he turns into a wolf, and the town is cool with that? I'm like, yeah, it's great. She's like, I ain't watching that shit. You might be making some good points. He surfs on a car. All right.